bad.
Well, I didn't set my music up. So, like, I looked down. I went to go to the next piece. It's like...
Well, let me help you out. This right here is the same as the bridge. Same chords.
No, I know that. I didn't have all this together. Like, these pages were in behind each other, behind my phone, behind something else. So... That's why I was, like, stopping and grabbing and, like, trying to move things around. And then when I finally got it arranged, it fell on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Is it time? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Well, good morning. And I wanted to welcome you to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Woo! I want you to know that our God is a great and amazing God. Amen? And I want you to know that he loves you, and I want to remind you this morning that the Word of God says that our Father in heaven invades the praises of his people. Amen? And so what I want us to do is when we go to worship God this morning, let's have our hearts open, and let's make sure that we are open to just worship God, because his presence will come in amongst us. And God is just going to touch us today. Amen. First of all, I want you to know that the Lord recognizes your faith taking the initiative to come out, to come together, and to worship him. And the Lord says that his presence, that he will invade the praises of his people. And even when a few are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of him. So let God just be amongst us today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise Amen. God. Stand your feet with us this morning.
Spirit, take my hand now, lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring, you're the life of sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, come and give the Lord his glory. Calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within. So bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. Calling me deeper, deeper still. Calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. In the water, oh Jesus, you're the river, will never find the end. There's freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end.
Me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
Hallelujah, God. God, we just worship you today. God, you are so good to us.
Oh, he
gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. Come on this morning. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let, declare it. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're faithful, God. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let, you're my healer. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let.
Discovered who you are.
possession, first and only in my life. In your love alone, my soul is satisfied. Sing out this morning.
Great are you, Lord.
Out to him if you have a need this morning. You give a light, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. 'Cause great are if we don't praise him, the rocks are gonna cry out. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Come on, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Let's sing that again. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. And all It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. I pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, amen. We pour out our praise
we
on you.
We pour out our praise.
We give you
praise.
Glory. You are worthy of it all. Getting Hallelujah. Out of bed this morning was yes. enough for us to praise your name.
Amen. Amen.
Opening our eyes, Lord God, taking a breath in is enough to be thankful amen. For. And to praise your name. Lord, we give you honor and we give you glory.
Amen.
You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Worthy are Hallelujah. You, Lord. Amen. Worthy is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Praise
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Worthy
praise
are
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Yes. Exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone this morning that is in need of prayer? Hallelujah. Is there anybody who needs me to pray with you and agree for healing or just anything that God needs to do for you this morning? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we just take authority over what would be a torn rotator cuff or whatever this is, Father. And, Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her, Father. God, I curse numbness. I command feeling, movement to come back, and I command all pain to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anybody else that needs prayer this morning? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is a good God. He's a healing God. He's a God of authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's good. That's cool. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your power, your authority of purpose and destiny, Father.
Yes.
Lord, the restoration, clarity, Father. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for your anointing, your presence, and your unfolding of purpose, God. And God, I just thank you, Father. Supernatural, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's cool. Related issues, Father. Lord, we bring it under the authority of the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just command all of this to come out, Father. Loose your healing power, your anointing, God. And Lord, I thank you for total restoration and healing, Father. Let everything be discovered and known and healing to come. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. God is a God of restoration, Amen. Healing, joy, peace, and life. Amen?
Yes.
That is who he is. That's what he does. Amen?
It's amen.
Praise the name
yes,
of
and
the
amen.
Lord.
That's exactly Hallelujah. Who he is amen. And what he does.
Now, first of all, I wanted to say thank you to everybody that was able to help us on Saturday. Yes. And all of you who supported us in prayers and hope that things would go well. We had a very successful moving date. And so we got pretty much all the things that we need moved other than on Sunday, next Sunday, the sound equipment and stuff after the second service. We'll have to take some of that stuff over.
All of that stuff over?
Yeah, and so that we can get that prepared and ready, because on the 16th, we're going to have our first worship service in our new building.
Amen. Now, with that said, we are still waiting on two permits this
right.
week to come in that we
yep.
believe will come in.
Yes, amen.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in prayer.
And be praying, and yep. that we get them this week, and we know it, and it's done amen. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
It's going
what
to happen.
I think I saw it was Buck's birthday today, isn't it? Where's he at?
Uh-oh, he's sick today, so we're going to
Oh, well,
pray
you
for
tell
Buck.
Him we said happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
And that we're praying for him to feel better yes. in Jesus' name.
In fact, Father, in yes. the name of Jesus, we yes. just pray for Buck, God,
yes.
over the sickness and the symptoms. God, we command yes. all of that Jesus to come name. Off of him Walk. In Jesus' Amen. Name. And Lord, we declare him healed, yes. and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Well, amen. Amen. We've been working hard.
Yes. Amen.
Woo. Woo. I'm telling you, this is probably the most work you've gotten out of me in a long time.
Yeah, we were here. We were here Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hallelujah. And each day was a blessing. Amen.
Yes, it is exciting.
Amen.
It was exciting to see. Like yesterday when everybody came, like we've had kids over there. And it's doing little things here and there when we do them. But yesterday when everybody came and the kids were just like everywhere, like, yes, people is in this building. Like, yeah. I don't know why that excited me so much, but I'm telling you, it really did. I was
yep.
so excited.
Amen.
So, okay, so what we got going on?
First of all, we're going to talk about the fact that after our morning service on the 16th, I think it would be great to celebrate with a meal after service at 10 a.m. So I need a visible show of hands that support me in that thought.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We
set
are going to.
Limit.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
he mentioned Amen. Us on Thursday night and three people raised their hands.
You stop that.
And so faith, I said, Phil, you have been build. Wearing us out. So he's like, no, honey, come on. I said, okay, if you get 15 people that says they want it.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got that.
Okay. Amen, amen, amen.
Woo! Gave it to him.
So here's what's going to happen. We are going to, obviously, as a church, we're going to provide the main meat and those kinds of things. But if you want to carry something in, we've always been a church that did that. So you're more than welcome to carry something in, and we will keep everything going, and then we will all join together.
Then we'll have
after.
To clean up, because
yes.
then we have a 6:30
yes.
service that night
yes.
that
Amen.
Pastor Peter Dosick, the apostle of this church, our pastor, will be here to do a building dedication.
Yep.
And I'm sure the campuses will, some people
yes.
from the campuses, and we're going to have the worship team, some of, not the whole worship team, obviously, we couldn't handle them all, but some of them come over and join us for worship
mm-hmm.
that night.
Amen.
And so some of you know them very well, because they've been yes. here and helped us out periodically throughout the mm-hmm. years. We don't so much have them over anymore just to help
I know.
Us out. Kind of self-sustaining. Now, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
we've grown
is.
To self-sustaining, so that's
Amen.
A good thing. But we love having them over here, Ashley and the Blackburns, and I don't know if they'll be able to make it, but I know Ashley's planning on making it. So we're just going to do worship together. Amen?
Amen. That's going to be exciting.
Amen.
Praise
and
God.
Then this is the other exciting thing.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to talk here for just a few minutes, because for this week going forward, we got something special for Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we're calling it Fasting, Praying, and Praise. And what's going to happen is that there are at least 20 other churches, so over 8,000 people that we know of, that are going to join us. And what we're going to do is we want to have one day of fasting, one day of prayer, and one day of praise. And so we're going to do the fasting day on Monday. We'll do the prayer day on August 5th, which is Wednesday. And then August 7th, which is Friday, we're going to do the Day of Praise. So I'm just going to walk you through and tell you what our focus is going to be. On August 3rd, it will be a day of fasting, 24 hours, no food, liquids are allowed. And I've already had other people tell me that some of them are fasting, social media and different things like that. So certainly I want you to know that feel free to do those kinds of things. But our fast is going to be concerning the COVID-19 situation, the spirit of division in the church, the spirit of racism, and the spirit of pride, and most importantly, I believe, the spirit of fear, which is a manifestation of all these things. Amen? So we're going to be praying and believing God that he's going to lift these things off of our nation and certainly off of us as the overall church. And then on August 5th, which will be a day of prayer, suggested prayer times would start at 8 a.m. and continue every 3 hours until 9. Feel free to pray at your leisure, and if possible, include your family. But we understand that, you know, you work and different things, so we want you to just commit yourself to be praying. And what we're going to pray about is for the church to be on one accord, for the church to walk in power, love, and a sound mind, for the church would be a Christian first before all else. I want you to know something, that's part of what we need to do. You know, even the Bible says that we're neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, now that we're in Christ. Now, all those identities are important, amen? It's important for me to be a man and you to be a woman. All those identities are important. But all of those identities are covered foremost by our faith in God and our salvation. And if we live and love as a Christian, all other areas will be fulfilled. Amen? Amen. So we want to make sure that's done. For healing mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. For our nation, our congregations, that we would have every need met by the power of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Honey, do you want to read about praise?
I can't. I don't have my glasses on. I can
barely see it. So on August 7th, which will be the day of praise. Now, we know in the Bible, like with Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles, they first fasted, then they prayed, and they heard that God said, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And then they went out and praised, and God defeated their enemies. Amen? So we will praise God for the following: for unity in the church unlike before, for peace in our nation, for healing and acceptance of one another, as well as reconciliation in our nation. Praising God for the devil's plan failing, praising God for victory, yes, and praising God that everything that we have fasted and prayed for has come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I think, are these on our website?
It is.
Yeah.
It's on the website. It should be on the website, but yeah, it's also on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so you can go out on our website and our Facebook page and remind yourself of these things during the week. And then when it comes to the rest of the month of August, I'm telling you that we're going to keep prayer in front of us. And also for us as a church, I definitely want you praying for our transition to the new building, for the people that are going to come, and for your own faith and your own seating yourself into our new building and what God's going to do. So we're going to keep prayer up through the whole month of August. Amen?
And keep the churches in mind. When we say the church, unity in the church, we're not just talking our church.
Right.
We're talking our church, but the church as a whole.
Church as a whole.
In the nations, the church in the world. Because, you know, we don't need to fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be in unity with the Word of God and then with one another. If we're in unity with that Word, then we're in unity with one another. And so
Amen.
We need to make sure we are definitely praying for the church. It has to come together
Amen.
And be strong in this hour.
Amen.
If Praise ever there God. Were an hour.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. So what else?
I want to announce something else here that's this is not a church-sponsored event, but in the city of Ridgeway, and there's a young man, Steve, back there that's a big organizer of these kind of things. What they're going to do is they have a day called Seventh-Day Slumber, Freedom to Worship. So there's a group coming into Ridgeway, and they're going to be there at 6:30. This is a free event. Everybody's welcome. You can bring your lawn chairs and have a night of worship. Amen? And this band is more of a Christian rock band, but they're filled with the Holy Ghost and they will be preaching the gospel, and they've even been known to pray for people. So we just want to let you know that that's available out there for you. And praise the name of the Lord. Amen. If you want any details, stand up for a minute, handsome young man.
Steve.
See that Steve guy back there? It's all his fault.
Amen. Amen. And just, if you will, keep kind of, we'll let you know, we think we're not going to do anything in this building for this weekend except for move sound equipment. Right. And then the following weekend, right before we open, if there's anything left in here that we need to get, we'll get it then. And then we will be putting, like, cleaning over there, the final deep clean. Man, we had lots of people cleaning this week. Got lots of dust up out of that place. It looked
so, in other words, better. Saturday the 15th?
Maybe, and maybe Friday. But
Friday?
We'll put it out there and we'll let you know for sure. There. So just to do the deep clean, and then we need to get the chairs out and clean the chairs out, much like we did when we got in here. Mm-hmm. Clean the chairs off and get the chair set and just prepare it for service. Now, everything may not, everything may not be 100% done, but do we need everything 100% done to have a service? No. To praise the Lord. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm excited.
Me too.
Are you done praise with God. Me?
I think so for right now, unless you're going to give me a kiss, which you always say no. So.
Praise the Lord.
Leah,
you're in the house of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so we're going to allow the children to go to children's church then. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And then what we're going to do is, while I'm thinking about it, so that you don't have to envelope wave me later at the end of the service, we're going to go ahead and take just a few minutes for offering right now. And what I want to remind each and every one of us is that offering and tithe and offering opportunity is not because God has need of anything. Amen? I want you to know that he has it all. Amen? Even what we get is the provision of God. But what it is God made his tithe and offering covenant to give you the opportunity to reach towards relationship with him and allow God to connect with you. Amen? And to allow him to have the room and the right to move on your behalf. In fact, God says, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, and see if I won't. Amen? Amen? Praise God. And so what I want you to know is that God is looking forward to you releasing your faith so that he has a right to protect you from the plan of the enemy, and he has a right to protect. He says that he will protect the fruit of our body and the fruit of our land. In other words, God will add himself to your work, to your responsibilities, and to your life, and keep you healed and blessed all the days of your life. Amen? Amen? So, Father, this morning, we just pray over tithes and offerings, Father. Lord, that each of us as individuals would understand, God, that this benefit is so that you can move in our life, God. And, Father, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Before I go on, I want to welcome the live streamers who are with us today. And you know, I thought I was going to be kind of done with the subject of faith, but I think we're going to continue it one more day, and we're just going to talk a little bit more about faith today, because I want to get into something that I think is very powerful for us as Christians. But the first thing I want to remind each and every one of you is that faith is critical for every person's life. Amen. I want you to know something that sometimes we forget as people that we were made in the image of God. Amen? And I want you to know that your Father in heaven lets us know that he does things by faith. Remember, the Bible says that our Father in heaven speaks of things that aren't as though they are, and so they become. Amen? And he has showed us from the beginning of time till now how he appropriated and how he approached things, because even when he approached the earth that was without form and void and was just a dark little place, the minute he spoke, there was light. The minute he spoke, there became life, and God initiated things, letting us know how things should work for us. Amen? And I want you to know that as people, sometimes as Christians, especially in today's world, you get ostracized. You might get laughed at. People might think you're weird because you are a person of faith. But I want you to know something, that it will be revealed, especially when Jesus comes back, it will be revealed that all of humanity was supposed to live by faith. I want every one of you to know that it's not strange to be a Christian. It's not abnormal to live a life without God. I want you to know that in the world, if you're not careful, in today's world, you might think that the normal is to not be a Christian, but I want you to know something. It's the abnormal that don't have faith. Because I want you to know that God's design from the beginning was that every person would find him and every person would be saved. Amen? In fact, we can look in the Bible, and you know what the Bible says the will of the God is, Philip? The Bible says that it is God's will for every person to be saved. Amen? And so I want us to know that when we find people without real faith, that's where we find issues. Amen? And I want you to know that I love people, but I want you to know something. Faith is critical for humanity to produce the life and live the life that is supposed to be had for us. And I want to go to the book of Matthew this morning, and I want to read something for you, and then I want us to just dig in here and see what God has to say to us. Because in Matthew chapter 14, we're going to find a situation where Jesus' disciples were praying for a young man that really wasn't in his right mind. And the young man did not receive healing, and there was a big multitude in a crowd, and Jesus walked up, and the man's father comes to him, and he has something to say. And we're going to look at Matthew 17, verse 14, and it says, "When they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.' When Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.' And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour." I want you to see something here that is very powerful. The Lord looks at us and he says, "O faithless and perverse generation." I want you to know something, that faithless, being faithless and not having your spirit or your heart open to God, is not good for humanity. And I want you to understand something, that the Lord said faithless and perverse. In other words, what he was telling people is, it is strange to see you living opposite of who you really are. By calling them a perverse generation, he wasn't talking about perversion in the way we think in terms of nasty things, but what he was speaking in this particular verse is that he was saying, don't you know it's abnormal? It's not normal for people to not have a relationship with God that allows him to access the supernatural when they need it. Jesus said, faithless and perverse. I want you to know something, that Jesus was calling these people out, saying, right now, you do not look like yourself. Right now, you do not look like yourself. Because if you were who you were supposed to be, you would be filled with faith. You would be in unity with me. And you would be seeing those things that I declare are possible for you as believers. I want to just go ahead here and just show you something that's pretty profound while we're talking about it. And he said, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus' part and said, why could we not cast him out? I want you to know that Jesus did not say, because this is impossible to you. Jesus did not say, because you need me to do it. I'm the Son of God. Nobody else can do it. No, no, no. Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And I want to share two things with you. The first thing I want to share with you is sometimes we struggle to see God outcomes because we start questioning our faith or who we are in the middle of a battle. Yes. Oftentimes when we set our faith on something, and then all of a sudden, we start struggling with our own identity. Well, I'm praying for this. It didn't happen yet. Maybe God doesn't want it for me. Maybe God doesn't hear me. Maybe I've done something wrong. Maybe this, maybe this. In other words, we allow ourselves to be floodgates of unbelief instead of unity of faith in God. When Jesus was holding his disciples accountable, I want you to know that he was trying to get them to see, guys, it should be your normal to see me in action and see me do. But one other thing I love about this scripture is that first Jesus rebuked them. Said, how long will I be with you? How much do I have to teach you? But what I love the most is immediately after all of that, he said, bring him to me. You know what I love about our Lord and what I love about our Father is that countless times in scriptures, you find out that his love, his grace, and his mercy is there for you. Because even though he released his dissatisfaction with what they had not accomplished, it still shows us that their efforts were not in vain, because ultimately the Lord answered their faith, didn't he? What we see here is even though he said this, this, and other, he could not stop until he said, bring him to me. And I want you to know something. Don't ever be afraid to use your faith. Don't ever be afraid to step out. I want you to witness. I want you to say things. I want you to pray. Because even if you don't see the result that you were looking for, I'm telling you, God is going to touch what you give him. The Lord is going to make room to still do what he does for us. Amen? I want to just go into this just a little bit more, because I want you to see this very important subject that we touched on just a little bit, but I just want to really validate it for you. He says, then came his disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. I want you to know something. There's nothing impossible for your faith. There are times where we need to strengthen ourselves. There are times where we need to add fasting and prayer to what we believe. But I want you to know something, that the Lord is telling each of us that if we will grow with him, we will grow in what we can see. Nothing is impossible. I want you to know that no relationship is impossible for God to repair. I want you to know that no health situation is impossible for God to repair. And what I really want you to know, and most importantly, is no life is too far away from God that he can't repair. Amen? And I want you to know something, that when we see these types of things, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but it must be necessary, because the Lord is telling me to tell you right now that it is not impossible for you to be healed, repaired, and so forgiven that you can live your future filled with faith. I want you to know that sometimes we live a part of our life, even after we've been liberated from things. We get off of drugs, we get healed, we get saved, we get people around us that love us and bless us. And if we're not careful, the enemy will still try to tie us to our past, and we've got to let that go, and we've got to receive what God has to say about us. Amen?
Amen.
Remind yourself that Jesus, even though he was rebuking and correcting, and even though he said, "How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." None of it stopped him from bringing a God-given outcome. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. I want to go over here just for a minute and add something to us on this before we go into what I'm going to preach on next. I want to spend just a couple minutes here in Luke chapter 15, because I just want to reiterate in you how critical it is for you to know that even if you do something wrong, or even if you struggle in your faith, God's mercy and the love of Jesus is to come upon you, add more to you, and get you to the point that you can see the outcome. And I want you to know that in Luke chapter 15, there's a parable being told about a man that lost his sheep. And when it was found, it says at the end of verse 6, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." What am I saying to you? What I'm saying to you, and let's use the Kaiser family as a good example. They got 6 boys, don't they? And they are all cute, and they are all full of life. Amen?
Yeah.
But I want you to know something, that out of those 6 boys, if one was missing, the 5 left would not be enough, would it? If those 6 boys, if one was lost and missing, their family, nor us that know them, would sit there and say, "Oh, it's okay that Seth is missing." No, all of a sudden, everybody would focus on finding the lost child. Amen? Well, here's what I want you to know. What we're learning here is that even if God met every expectation of people in this room and yours went unmet, I want you to know something, that God's not satisfied with the success in every other area. Come on. See, just like we would miss that child, we would never sit there and say, "Hey, yeah, but the other 5 are great." No, no, no. I want you to know something. In your relationship with God, don't ever look to the left or the right and get disappointed or say, "Well, God did this for someone. I bet he won't do it for me or can't do it for me." I want you to know something. Don't ever think that way, because God is telling you that just like you would have a void for a lost child, God has a void for not seeing faith fulfilled in your life. You know, I was talking to a young man recently, and someone in his family was sick, and he said, "Oh, I've been praying, God, if someone's going to be sick, let my wife be healed, let my children be healed, let me be sick." And I said, "Hello, why don't you pray what would be the will of God?" He said, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "The will of God is that you wouldn't be sick, your spouse wouldn't be sick, none of your children would be sick, even anybody you love wouldn't be sick." Amen? That's the will of God. And what I want us to understand is that even if someone else is having success and you're not, God is not going to be satisfied until your need is met. Amen? See, when his disciples was praying for this young boy and could not get a result, It didn't repel God away. It drew Jesus closer. Amen? And he was not satisfied until healing come. And what I want you to know is the Lord says that you better believe that I'm rejoicing over the one more than the 99 because he doesn't love the 99. No, they're already successful. They're already righteous. They're already restored. But he has room for that one who doesn't have the plan, the purpose, and the need met. So I want every one of us in here to be encouraged to know that in areas that you're not fulfilled in, stir yourself up, wipe off your disappointment, and get your faith back in charge because God wants to meet you where you're at. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to look because your faith, remember, he said that he was talking to a faithless and a perverse generation. And I want you to see what the Lord says here in Matthew chapter 16 to his disciples as he's teaching them, because I believe this is something that the Lord is saying to us in a strong way today. It says, when his disciples were come, Matthew 16, verse 5, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. When Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason you among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the seven loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do all that you do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning the bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees or the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. I want to talk to you today because one thing that allowed them people to be faithless is they had allowed other doctrines to be mixed in with what they believed. Oh, come on. I got to make some statements here, and I'm just going to get out there on them and say it. I want you to understand something. That we can love everybody. And we can love people. And we better according to the word of God. But I also want you to understand something. That as Christians that are going to have faith, there better be some guidelines that you keep, that you respect, and that you honor no matter what anybody else thinks. In other words, listen to this. I love someone that's Buddhist, but I would never take on their doctrine. Come on, I want you to know something. I love people that are Muslim, but I tell you what, I would never join myself to their faith, and I'm not silly enough to believe that they serve the same God that I do, because that's not true.
That's right.
Woo! Oh, come on, I got to calm down here. I want you to understand something, that you're going to be around people. You're going to be around atheists. You're going to be around agnostics. You're going to be around people that say, well, I went to church, but. You're going to be around people that say, well, I used my faith, but. And I'm telling you that you have got to be a person that can love, but keep all that separated and make sure that you don't ever let the doctrine of Jesus Christ be filled with leaven or untruth and sway how you believe away from the Bible. I want you to understand that we serve a God that's a loving God. I want you to know that science reveals God. I want you to know that many things that we do reveals the goodness and the grace of God. But here's what we can never do. We can never let science switch its place of submission to our God. Yeah, hey, I saw a commercial that said something about science is how we get back to normal. Well, I tell you what, no. Faith is how we get back to normal. Amen? I want you to understand something. I respect science, doctors, medical, but I want you to understand something. faith in God is how everything exists. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we see here, and I want you to know here, that the Lord was saying, okay, we're going to be around a lot of different people. And we're going to have influences from a lot of different places. You know, the Bible says at one point that there are many voices on the earth and none of them without significance. And what that means is that even though you love people and you have compassion for people, there's going to come places where you cannot cross over because you love the Lord in them more than what they don't know. Mm. See, here's what we've got to understand. The reason why Jesus, when he came amongst people, never patted them on the back for their wrong doctrine or beliefs, you're never going to see Jesus say, well, it's okay that you think that way. Oh, it's okay. You're never going to see that. Why? Because Jesus loved them above their ignorance. And I'm telling you that we're going to have to love ourselves and others above the ignorance of bending to something that's not biblical. Amen? Woo. I want you to know that just the other day, we were out and we ran into somebody and began to witness to them. And they had one of the big popular questions of today. Well, what do you have to say about LGBT? Because they were in a relationship. And what I had to say was, I love you, but I want you to know that I don't accept or condone certain things that don't line up with the Word of God. Amen? Now, some people might say that's hate speech. I'm going to tell you that's love speech. I'd rather love you with the truth of God than to see you burn in the fire of hell because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Amen? Woo! Praise God. So I want you to know something, that a part of protecting your faith is to make sure that you know that God is going to meet your needs. But when it comes to the bread of life that's truly most important, it's going to be this word of God that God has released. Here's what else I want you to understand real quick. The word of God was released, most of it, a lot of it. The word of God was released even before humanity came, amen? And I want you to know that the word of God has been written from the time humanity was on the earth, amen? Yes. And I want you to know something, that this word has not changed. Why? Because the Bible that brought life to man is the Bible that's going to keep life in man for all of humanity. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And I just want to go to one other place and spend just a few minutes here with you. Praise God. And we're going to go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Because I really want to just lay in some things right here. And Jesus says in verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And I just want to tell you something here for a moment is that knowing faith is not enough. Believing by faith that the Lord is the Lord of humanity is not enough. I want you to know something. That the Lord here is getting your relationship with him one-on-one, amen? Because the Lord here is telling you that what's really going to allow you to walk by faith, live by faith, bring fruit and goodness into your life is that if you abide in me and my words abide in you. I want you to know something, that God's love is available to you and he's aware of you all the time. But you have got to allow him to get in you so that you have the authority and the faith to live by him. Amen? I want to remind you that the Bible says that our God is near you. All you have to do is reach towards him. Amen? Remember, the Bible says, if you seek him, He will be found. But the critical part of that is you have to see. Amen. We have to be willing to dig in and go. And we must have his word abiding in us. Then we will ask what he will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Isn't it amazing for you to know right now that part of what keeps you in the power, the love, and the goodness of God is that Jesus loves you? Continue in my love. I want you to know that the Lord says in his word that the love of Christ constrains us, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. I want you to understand something. A fulfilling of your purpose, a fulfilling of what's going to help you keep joy in your life on a day-to-day basis is that you live for God. A part of what's going to give you joy is coming to the end of the day and said, "Whoo, Lord, I did my best to live for you today." And even when I had this moment where I almost lost myself, God, I thank you that your love kept me in check. Amen? Yes. Woo! I want you to know something, that God says a part of what's going to make our joy full is that when we get to witness for him, that when we get to live for him, and when we get to tell others about what he's done for us. Remember, the Bible says that you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Your declaration of God's goodness in your life is going to do something for yourself and for other people. Amen? So let's make sure that we are people that never allow ourselves to be faithless. That means I'm never going to make a decision about something where it's not bathed in prayer and the word of God, and I can sit there and say, this decision I make reflects right with the word of God and with my Lord and Savior. Amen? That's what's going to be in our heart, and that's how we're going to win, and that's how we're always going to see a God outcome where nothing is impossible. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare your glory today, God. We exalt you and lift you up, Father. We give you praise and glorify you, God. And Father, I just declare your goodness, and I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, I want you to know something. We didn't have any prayer requests, did we? Okay, I want to just say something very quick, and I know why. Because I meant to do our offering this service by using an example from this handsome man here, because they had something happening that's very unique. They live in a home where they had an electrical issue and decided that you need to get your electrical done in your house, right? So over the last month or two, as they walked through this process, first of all, God helped them select a man that was filled with faith himself. But he came in, and while he was doing their electrical, he found wires from the 1950s, 40s, all the way up to the 1980s, right? 1904, he found a wire. Now, here's what's amazing. The guy was showing them places where actually fires had sparked or where there had been a spark of an electrical failure in outlets that they were still using. 15 places. Three portions of God's grace, amen? But what I wanted to say about that is sometimes we need a real life example of seeing God's grace, because even the man doing the work said, I tell you what, I can't tell you in my electrical field how this did not catch on fire. He said, electrically speaking, this house should be burnt down. I want you to know something, that God's grace on a day-to-day basis is on our lives more than we even know. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Realize that dominoes fall this week. This is your last Sunday preaching in this building.
Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, I hope that I've worn this building out. I do see some wear and tear on the carpet here. And I hope that you guys have been thankful that we've come to this point. And I thank God that this is my last Sunday in our old building. But I'm also thanking God for our first Sunday in our new building. Amen. 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 I feel like we're not leaving anything. We're moving into something. Yeah. God. Hallelujah. There's two people that she knows that got in a motorcycle accident, and they're in OSU. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put these people before you, God, and we loose your word right now, God. Father, I thank you that your word is sent to heal and set free. And right now, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I pray, God, that reports change and healing happens faster than they thought, Father, and that the recovery process is shortened, Father, and that there's no long-term damage that remains, God, but healing comes to them, and Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you. I want you to have a great week, and I want you to look forward to the 16th, and we are going to see what God will do. Amen. Hey, God bless you.